Hey, to whoever may need this nugget of encouragement, things will be alright, so quit your worry. I get it, the odds can stack back against the wall, but even consider it such, know you'll stand tall. Sat and watch from the sidelines one too many times. Wicked games to play make me want to lose my mind. Found solitude knowing it'll be over.
Hello everyone, welcome to CEO Talk. This is the woman's journey, right? This is where we do interviews to discuss a woman's career path or their entrepreneur experience, right? I am your host, Jaysa King, on this segment of the Just Jaysa platform. That is where we have all of the amazing podcasts that I bring to you on either a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Saturday within a month. We will be discussing, again, the entrepreneur world, a stay-at-home mom's experience going from a career to being at home, or just a woman with an amazing story. Every Wednesday at 12 p.m. right here on all of your favorite podcast platforms, or check me out on YouTube with a full video. You can also find our past episodes on our website at audacityofwomen.com. If you enjoy these amazing women's stories, make sure you hit the subscribe button, like this video, comment your inspiration, but most importantly, turn on your notifications so you don't miss any of the future interviews. Now, let's jump into this amazing CEO talk for the week. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Just Jaysa. You know, every Wednesday, I try to bring on an amazing CEO with a story to tell. Either they have a journey that they've been on or a profession that they need to share with us so we can connect and have this amazing platform. So first up we have is Tabitha. I am super excited to be on here to interview her. She has some things that I think can definitely provide just some more resources for the things that we're trying to do. So without further ado, I'll let her go ahead and introduce herself.
Well, thank you, Jaysa. It's an honor to be here. And yeah, so I'm guessing your audience is amazing women, right? Like, I'm sure you have some amazing on this. Yes. And yeah, so I'll just give you a little background. I have been an entrepreneur pretty much my whole adult life. Me and my husband got involved in real estate when we were still in college. So almost two decades ago, because, you know, I started college when I was five, right? So season. Dating myself a little bit, but we started real estate, and honestly, like, I just like to make old things pretty. Okay. And he was like, hey, I want to invest in our future. So it's together. That's kind of what we did. But, and I knew that I wanted to help people. I have a pre-counseling degree for my just marriage and family studies, but I knew I didn't really want to go that route. So I kind of went, more of a passion of mine, which is fitness. And I kind of came like a fitness coach and nutrition coach 16 years ago. And that morphed into a direct selling opportunity, which showed me amazing leadership and business skills, because I really didn't know that much about business. I'll just be honest. Like, I didn't have a business degree, I had a marketing, but I loved to help people. And I knew what money could do for families. I knew what even an extra $1,000 or an extra $100 even could, you know, be like oxygen. Mm-hmm. And so I loved that aspect of it. And I had a lot of scarcity thinking, and I didn't realize it. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And so when I was introduced into this world, this amazing world of network marketing, which I love network marketing companies. I think it's a good open door. I was like, I can do this and raise my three babies, which is what I wanted to do. I didn't want to put them in daycare. Mm-hmm. Nothing against the moms who need to do that. Like, you do what you got to do, right? So, but for me, I just wanted something I could do to help supplement income. And so I took that path. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I mean, great leadership. I didn't have to worry about fulfillment. I didn't have to worry about customer service. I just helped people get fit and healthy and love their life. And and then for a few, I helped them get income, like money in their pocket. And that was really, really fun. And I almost became addicted to that, because I knew what that could do, even for my family, but families as well. And so I'm a very like all encompassing person. So like, I'm like all or nothing. So I'm like, I'm going to learn this stuff and do these things. And the company was great, but I don't know if you're a person of faith, but I'm a believer. And God was whispering to me, and he said very loudly, you need to branch out on your own. Yeah. And I was like, what? Like, that's scary. Yeah. Like, I, you know, with this company. I didn't have to fulfill anything. You know, mm-hmm. I just got to be fun and like the person in the front. And I was like, I don't know how to run a company. Like what? Yeah. Like that was too big for me. I couldn't even fathom that. But yeah. I was like, but I could help people get fit mm-hmm. and I could help people.
Yeah.
So you have people, women on here that don't, you might be called to a vision that's so big, which is great because I'm a visionary. So I think,
yeah.
big. Okay. You might have something where you're like, oh, wait, I don't know all the yeah. things about, right? But what is one step that you mm-hmm. can take towards that? Just one little thing. And mm-hmm. I knew that I could help get fit and healthy. I had done yeah. it myself. I helped hundreds upon hundreds of women and guys and like helping their families get fit. So I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I'll do a fitness company, like a little right. online thing.
Yeah.
And I had to hire help mm-hmm. because I didn't know how to put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
And so I hired a coach and it was $5,000.
Oh, wow.
And that was the most I'd ever spent for yeah. anything in my business. And I was like, okay. But I knew what investing in that would do.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't look at it like an expense.
Mm-hmm.
See, so many people think of things and they're like, oh, that's going to cost me this, or this yeah. is going to cost that. What is it really costing you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed help. I needed yeah. things to go, I needed to go fast because I didn't, time was my most valuable asset.
Yeah.
So I hired this company and they helped me put all my ducks in a row. And mm-hmm. more than that, they gave me the confidence behind where I was really like my knees were shaking and yeah. like getting it off the ground.
Yeah.
And so then behind me, I like soared and I was like, mm-hmm. okay. And I started making income and doing this thing and it was great. Mm-hmm. And the company was great to help me build the structure, mm-hmm. but they weren't the best at marketing.
Okay.
And I knew that it was not like Field of Dreams, the movie, mm-hmm. if you've ever seen it. Like, if you build it, they will come. And yeah. I wanted it to be that way. And so many times as creatives, we want it to be that way.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're the exception to the rule, right? And we want to build it and just have them flock to us because we know what we have is good for them.
Yeah.
And I had influence. So, I mean, I had a surge of income, which was great, but I'm a big and I was like, this is not going to work. I yeah. need to learn marketing. Like, I need to do it. And I did kind of probably what every entrepreneur on here who is listening, I like became a professional content listener. Like, yeah. I was like, that was my profession. I am going yeah. to listen to content and trainings and I'm going to learn all of this.
Yeah.
And it was good and bad. I needed to learn it. I did. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody kind of needs to start at the bottom because you need to know what it really takes so that when you hire help, you really know the value.
Yeah.
So I do think there is an essence where you kind of have to know a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I was trying to learn it all. I was trying to learn all of marketing, mm-hmm. all of sales, all of fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
plus being the face, plus social media. We all like all yeah. the hats. Plus I was a mom.
Yeah.
And I was a wife and we were doing our real estate. So yeah. I was helping with our state investments.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot for it. And I was not working full time. Like I literally, this was like during nap time
yeah.
or there was one, all my kids were in school. Like it was mm-hmm. all of those. I didn't have a nanny. I didn't have a babysitter.
Yep.
It was me. And I had an ill mom and I had an ill sister. So mm-hmm. I get it. If you have listeners on here that are like, Tab, I don't have any time.
Yeah.
Like I don't have any help.
Yeah.
And the reality was for me, looking back, if I'm completely truthful, which I like to be here, is I didn't ask for help.
Right.
There were people that probably would have helped me, but I was so afraid of being told no,
mm-hmm.
not feeling good enough, not, you know, wounds of being, you know, we all have our wounds. And yeah. I didn't want to be told no. I didn't want to be let down. I didn't want to like ask family and then be like, no, we can't help you. And then me be resentful to them. You know, like I just yeah. didn't want all that. So I just didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I really probably could have.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So I learned from that. Mm-hmm. So as I've built my company since then, and I learned all the things and I hustled and I was crabby and I was stressed and I was trying to do the things and I went to the conferences and I got the courses and I spent thousands upon that. I mean, I've spent five figures beyond
yeah.
on coaching courses and everything. I mean, just to try to find the thing
yeah.
that was going to catapult. And in 2019, I had a realization myself. I had started 2018, that's when I kind of launched my fitness business. 2019, I was like, okay, I'm going to learn marketing. Okay. And that's what I did for like a year and a half. And then COVID happened. And it wasn't just that COVID happened. It was that we got pregnant with our fourth daughter. And then in 2021, we got pregnant with our fifth daughter. So I knew if I wanted to do this thing, I was going to have to do it a little differently than I did when we had our three older ones when they were little. So I had to ask for help. And that's what I have done since then. And so what we've done, I've kind of branched off it from that time to now. I'll just kind of condense it, is I've just kind of really learned where I fit, what my gifts and talents are, and I hire out the rest. Now, is there some places that I still have to be because I'm not quite to the level where I need to be? Yes. But where I have hired out has really quantum leaped me, even in 2024. And we're just coming into April, like we're ending the first quarter, right? And I think about the help that I've had, hiring a nanny, having help with the kids, having like VA help, having help with marketing, doing all of those things have really helped me focus on what I'm called to do, which is speaking and podcasts, investing in real estate, and helping families invest in real estate and their legacy, what they're leaving behind. Those are things that I'm so passionate about, but more than that, I'm gifted in. So your audience right now, you're trying to do all the things and then your gifts are stifled. And if you're feeling, frustrated, if you're angry more than not, then you're not in your gifting. You are where you're supposed to be to make this thing work. And the sooner you can find the resources to invest in other people to help your dream come true, the faster you're going to get there, the more joy that you're going to have. And it's going to be all worth it. But you have to learn to release money. And that is really hard for people. That's the one thing I've learned. Probably the hardest thing is to release self. Like put yourself behind, you know, like say, okay, I was wrong, and release money. Those are the two things I feel like in all of my 16 years of dealing with people and coaching people and working with people, those are the two hardest things to let go of.
And that's so interesting. All of the points that you brought up, just to recap. So making sure I understood, network, it's allowing other people to take over the positions that they are capable of taking over. Is that right? Did I understand that right?
Well, I mean, network marketing, if you are in a network marketing company or you're thinking about it, maybe the opportunities came up and you're like, I don't want to be that thing. The thing that I like about network marketing, if you're trying to earn some extra cash, you know, like even $100 or whatever, especially if you have kids, like I'll talk with like a mama who's, or you want a side hustle to help pay off some debt. It's great because you don't have to do all like the accounting, the fulfillment, customer service. You can literally take a product that you love and share it with people. And there's a whole bunch more to that, like with marketing and stuff like that. And but there's partnerships, collaborations, and you can just kind of do it because you love it. So that's a good starting off point if you don't have like the business background. But if you're like, no, I want to start a business, I'm a business entrepreneur, I knew this, then that might not be for you. But for me, it was a good starting off point because I don't think I could have seen a vision of like an eight-figure company if I didn't start there. Because when I got there, I remember seeing people that would earn $1 million in a year. And I remember my mind being blown. Like you can be with your family and earn that kind of income. Like you don't have to work yourself to death or sell your soul to the devil. Like, so I had to like, no, it was kind of like, you know, if you've ever opened your eyes in the sunlight, you kind of open them slowly. You don't just wide open or you become blinded. I feel like God was slowly like opening my eyes, peek and see. And then it's like, okay. And then if I got scared, I kind of closed them. And then, I opened them up. And now I see people making $1 million a month and I don't even flinch. I'm like, yes, duh, of course. Like, that's totally possible. Where 10 years ago, I would have been like so skeptical, like you sold yourself to the devil. Like, yep, you did it. And so it's a good place to start.
And I definitely agree with you. Thinking about how I started my business, it was huge because I started with my books and didn't think it would be that serious. I didn't think it would be something I would be invested in. And even now, I'm very hesitant on investing that money and putting that time in because I'm like, I need to wear all the hats. Who can afford to do any of it? I don't have time. I do have a son who is about to be one. So I'm just like, I completely understand the idea of running all around trying to maintain this dream and maintain this vision that you have. So I definitely appreciate that. That is amazing for my listeners, because we're all in the same boat. A lot of my listeners do involve a lot of women, a lot of moms, a lot of people that are just trying to maintain their households, maintain their time with their children and have their dreams. You know, I think something that I've run into since becoming a stay-at-home mom is letting go of my dreams, because I don't think it's realistic. It's not going to pay the bills today. So you let it go. But in reality, you keep coming back. You know, you're like, no, it's a nagging feeling. You want to be this amazing person. You want to be the success with your legacy. And it is important that you take that jump and, you know, put forth that investment. That is huge. And I do agree with you. If you're not taking the steps in order to do things like network marketing, even if it's not a long-term thing, that is how you can fund your big dreams. And I think that that's something that I had to learn too. Like, okay, you may not love it. It may not be your end goal, but to jump in and say, I need you to fund this so I can be up here tomorrow, that's worth it. But I definitely think as new entrepreneurs, it is a very scary task to jump out and just say, I believe in myself. I believe in the path that is nagging at me every night, every morning, and just take a chance. So I definitely appreciate everything you said. That was absolutely amazing advice and everything that you could share. Do you have any other projects that you're working on right now that we can share?
Yeah, so we are working on the Legacy Wealth Project.
Okay.
So the whole concept behind this, it's kind of real estate investing with a twist.
Okay.
We would love to help as many families as we can invest in their first or even second, third, help build their portfolio. We're really focusing on people who want their first property, because buying that first property is always the hardest for people. And they see it as a way. I mean, people know that millionaires invest in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Most millionaires, billionaires, they got there because of real estate.
Right.
It's there. Funding is there. Money and resources are there. But so many people have the blocks, like it's not, or I want to do that someday, or this, or they're so focused on like, oh, I'm gonna build my kids' college fund. We've never been focused on our kids' college fund ever because we're like, we want to invest in investments that are going to multiply whether our kids decide to go to college or not.
Right.
We want things that we have control over the most. So stocks, we don't have any control over.
Right.
And even with the housing market going up and down, we still have, you have the most control with that kind of investment, right?
Okay.
So we want to help families invest in their first income property. Mm-hmm. Really, when they work with that, it's like within the first 90 days, we want to help you buy that cash flow. Okay. So cash positive. But not only that, but help your kids become the type of humans that will extend the generational wealth, meaning that when they come of age, or if you pass away, they're going to take your wealth and they're going to multiply it. They're not going to squander it out or whatever. And so it's kind of like a family project, bringing them in and also teaching kids in a fun way to build businesses or invest in real estate and mastermind and get that foundation, even at a young age of like 8, 9. And even if your kids aren't that age yet, for parents to have this knowledge when they're little, even like, because I have a 1 and 3 year old right now, and like, I've been teaching them little things, you know, not like crazy, but you know, like, like what money is, you know, and different things like that. But having that knowledge, because your terminology around them is what will make or break them. Our kids, our younger ones, they were in on our projects, our renovation projects. Our, if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see them when they were little, like helping us paint, take out wallpaper, all that stuff. Those are characteristics that will build wealth. It's not just about teaching them like the ROIs and the ROAs and like stock, bonds, percentages, all that kind of stuff. It's about teaching them what real characteristics will extend the wealth. So it's kind of it's a consulting mastermind about helping families invest in their first property and then create that legacy wealth for generations and really changing the world and what it means to be a millionaire, a multimillionaire, cutting off scarcity, living in abundance, like knowing that you will be prosperous, not living right here in the failures and the defeats and the doubts, but living beyond it. And so I'm really excited about this project because it really combines my husband's strengths of real estate and my strengths to really help families and coach them and unite them so that we literally have families that stay together. They love together. They're not just like mom and dad worked really hard, but we never saw them. So yeah, so the project is called the Legacy Wealth Project, and it's keeplegacywealth.com. Okay. And I'm sure you'll post that link, but it's just keeplegacywealth.com. Yeah. You can find me at Tab Thorell on Instagram.
Okay.
Or Coach on TikTok. We're posting more. That's never been a focus for me, but I'm really trying to expand that and give people knowledge and content and stuff that way. And then Tab Thorell at Facebook. On Facebook. So those are kind of the ways, but check the website out because we have free resources for people. You can also join our wait list. The Legacy Wealth Project is something that you're like, I am ready to live in abundance.
Yeah.
Like I'm sick of living in this like place of scarcity and shackles and thinking that I don't have the resources. Cause I'm going to tell you this right now. And I'm going to tell your audience and they're not going to believe some are going to believe me. The ones who believe me, your life will change in 2024. Mm-hmm. This is the truth bomb right here. Mm-hmm. Money is out there.
Yeah.
You have resources to money. We have resources to money. We work with companies that work with us to fund other people so that they can come into our world.
Yeah.
So that they realize money is not scarce.
Right.
Like funding is there. Mm-hmm. And there's creative finance for housing to buy that house too.
Yeah.
And so there's definite ways that you just need a little help.
Yeah.
I needed a little. We would be so much farther in our real estate if we would have had this kind of mentorship.
Right.
I so wish that we would have had this. If this was available to us 20 years ago, our portfolio would be in the 8 figures instead of 7, like no doubt. And within 10 years, it will be because of this. So those who are like, yes, I want this. Right. I want this legacy wealth. I want my family to feel that I'm done living in scarcity and excuses and blaming, like I'm going to step up. Come on the website, join the wait list. We will, we're doing a soft launch this spring. So the first people obviously are going to get the best pricing for our program, and you're going to have a house that you can literally put investment in. It's amazing.
I love that. I definitely appreciate you. I know this has been a very different recording session, but I appreciate your time.
That's okay.
So you have somewhere to be. Obviously, I'm going to share everything on my website. You have your own special space on the CEO site. So definitely make sure you check that out at audacityofwomen.com. Again, if you have anything else you want to promote, please come back. I would love to have you back on. And again, this is just Asa. Come back on every Wednesday. We have amazing CEOs. Thank you so much, Tabitha. Again, have a wonderful day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was our episode. Thank you so much for listening to this amazing interview from another CEO. Here at CEO Talk, The Women's Journey, we like to make sure that we are catering to our audience. So if you are interested in being a CEO or you want to just be a guest on the Just Jaysa platform, please make sure you visit our website, audacityofwomen.com, and go under the podcast section. On that same section, you're going to find the sign up links. Go ahead and sign up with us to be a guest on any of the Just Jaysa platforms, okay? That could be CEO Talk, that could be Just Jaysa Saturdays, or our new segment, which is Awareness and Heritage Panels. And lastly, our biggest one, which will be coming now in May, Contrary to the Culture. So make sure you go ahead and sign up. I would love to have some new guests. But before you go, thank you so much again for watching or listening, depending on your platform. Make sure you like, share, comment, but of course, subscribe to all of our channels on our platform, as well as turn on your notifications so you don't miss any future interviews. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Jaysa King. Until next time.
Hey, to whoever may need this nugget of encouragement, things will be alright, so quit your worry. I get it, the odds can stack back against the wall, but even consider it such, know you'll stand tall. Sat and watch from the sidelines, one too many times. Wicked games to play, make me wanna lose my mind. Found solitude, knowing it'll be over soon.